This is Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade on Atlanta's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. News Talk 750 WSB. Depend on it.
WSB time is 747. Here's what's going on Friday, June 4th. I'm Scott Slade. It's going to be a cloudy, hazy day today with a 60% chance of showers and storms, especially this afternoon. A high of 83.
Lighter than normal conditions driving to work this morning.
We'll hear more from Captain Urban, the traffic team, in just a moment. First, I want to update our top national story for you once again this morning. The Gulf Gusher. We have heard this morning from Doug Suttles with BP, who says it's looking more like that at least the cap is in place. I want to go to Associated Press correspondent Greg Bluestein, who joins us live this morning, just north of Lake Pontchartrain this morning. Greg, thanks for joining us. What's the latest in stopping the oil leak?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Late last night, they did put the BP engineers were able to put the cap on top of the blown-out well. As you know, it is still sort of unclear about whether or not it's working. You can still see oil gushing from the top of the cap. Settle said this morning that there are four vents that the BP hopes to close throughout the day. And if those vents are able to contain the oil and siphon some of it up to the top, then that means it could be working.
Now, how bad is the oil fouling now on the Louisiana coast? That's pretty much where it's worst, right?
Yeah, and it's starting to spread. There's concerns that it will hit the panhandle sometime today, and it's already been located in spots in Mississippi and Alabama, but it's really congested near the Louisiana coast, marshlands, these delicate estuaries, and these areas that you know haven't been tainted with anything, let alone oil, for generations.
Now, a lot of people are mad at BP. Is it apparent that the oil company is working hard to reduce the impact of the leak?
Yeah, from my vantage, they keep on saying they're doing everything they can. The problem is you've got the world's most powerful government and this giant private company, and both of them together cannot stop. Everything they've tried has so far failed. This cap might contain some of the oil, but it won't plug the leak. And the frustration is just boiling over. People are saying sorry's not enough. They want this over. And a lot of the people I've talked to say they don't even – you know, they don't even need the money. They just want to be restored back to the previous situation where they can earn their own living and not have to, you know, ask BP for any help.
Clean up a detail for me. I mean, you've been on this story for a while. The number of oil rigs actually in the Gulf of Mexico, it's in the thousands, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that it's at least hundreds. There are plenty of them out there.
Yeah, and anything else we need to know from your vantage point here? Something that that might not be making the headlines today on the oil situation.
The latest worry is that some models, research are showing, say that oil could be going to the Atlantic coast eventually. I mean, we're talking weeks down the road, and if there's certain things play out, and of course the president's coming this morning to talk to some residents and to announce any plans the government has. A lot of people are hoping that the government plays an even more proactive role in leading the oil spill cleanup.
The Associated Press, Greg Bluestein with us just north of Lake Pontchartrain this morning and on the coast of Louisiana. Many thanks here. Actually, just north of New Orleans. Inland, just a little bit. We're right there at the crux of all this.